Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, June 19. In Squiz Kids today, tennis champ fires up, Australia's own T-Rex, India's virtual pets, and Pokemon Snap returns. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
He's won 16 Grand Slam titles, been victorious at Wimbledon, the French Open, and the Aussie Open here in Melbourne. He's a remarkable tennis player with an indomitable spirit. And now, Dylan Alcott is angry. Organisers of the US Open yesterday announced that while they were forging ahead with the competition at the end of August, despite coronavirus cases still rising at a rapid rate in the United States, there would be no wheelchair competition at this year's tournament. Taking to Twitter, Alcott made his feelings about the decision clear. "Disgusting discrimination," he labelled it. "That choice should have been up to me. It's blatant discrimination for able-bodied people to decide on my behalf what I do with my life and career. Not good enough." Meanwhile, organisers say they've had to shave the programme significantly to get the tournament up and running at all. That means the qualifying rounds, mixed doubles and junior tournament are also off this year. It was a big day for dinosaur fans yesterday with the discovery of ancient footprints in Queensland that revealed a cousin of the T-Rex dinosaur, which measured about the same length of a bus and ate pretty much every animal it came across, once roamed Australia. The dinosaur lived about 90 million years before its more famous cousin, the T-Rex, terrorised the Jurassic period. And you thought cane toads and the State of Origin team were the scariest things to come out of Queensland.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in India, where people who live in the city are adopting virtual pets to help them through the coronavirus lockdown. For about $40 a month, anyone can adopt a pet and then spend time with that pet on a Zoom or FaceTime call whenever they want. Sure, it's not the same as having a dog lick your face or a cat weave its way between your legs, but with many people isolated in their apartments in India, where cases of the coronavirus have been on the rise, the virtual pet concept is proving extremely popular as a way to stave off loneliness. Imagine too, you wouldn't have to pick up a virtual pet's poo from the backyard. Winning!
Sport time!
Matilda's fullback, the exceedingly talented Ellie Carpenter, has just signed a deal to move to a soccer club in France, widely considered to be the best club in all of women's soccer. Ellie will join the ranks of Olympique Lyonnais, a club that is based in Lyon in the south of France, and which not only boasts the most number of top women players in the world, but has also won 14 consecutive titles in France's top division, as well as 6 UEFA Women's Champions League trophies. Not since Aussie striker Sam Kerr signed on to play for the English club Chelsea has an Aussie player sealed such a significant deal. An awesome achievement. Go Ellie!
Pop Culture Corner.
In exciting news for gamers and fans of the little yellow cartoon character Pokemon, Nintendo yesterday announced that an updated version of Pokemon Snap, a game that was popular 20 years ago, is set to be re-released for Nintendo Switch. It's a non-violent video game where players visit magical Pokemon islands and photograph the weird and wacky wildlife they encounter there. The only shooting that gets done is with a camera. Game on.
What's up, Fox?
Every Friday, we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to see what he's been reading, listening to, and watching. And this week, he's reading Bad Dad by David Walliams, all about a boy called Frank who breaks his father out of prison so that they can put back the money that his dad has stolen. On the listening front, His earphones have been blaring all week with Fun's hit song, We Are Young. And as for watching, well, he's a rugby tragic, you see. Loves the stuff. So, he's been watching the repeat of last weekend's Blues versus Hurricanes match from New Zealand's Aotearoa Super Rugby Comp. And he's also been dipping into repeats of ABC Me's Little Lunch. Because Rory just never gets old. There are links to all of these cool things in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name the Aussie tennis champ unhappy about the US Open cancelling this year's wheelchair tournament. That's right, it's Dylan Alcott. Question number two. In which country are virtual pets proving popular? Yeah, it's India. Question number three. Name the Aussie soccer player who's just signed a contract with European champion team Olympique Lyonnais. You got it. It's Ellie Carpenter. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's June 19, the birthday of American rapper Macklemore and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. It's also a big day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. George from Kew, Molly from the Gold Coast, Lillian from Caboolture, Matt from Oran Park, Matisse from Doncaster East, George from Sandringham, Abigail from Sydney, Oslo and Harry from Valentine, Mabel from Abbotsford, Leah from Darwin, Arav from Wentworth Point, Max and Georgina from St Kilda, Toby from Bellevue Hill, Leon from Perth, and Rohan from Bathurst. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Lulu from Adelaide, and Sasha and Lisa from Melbourne. And some shout-outs, of course, too, to all of the kids celebrating their birthday over this coming weekend. Happy birthday to Carr from Heidelberg, Piper and Logan from Wallachia, Jesse from Maroochydore, Aidan from Derrimut, Sunny from Seddon, Toby, Abu Baker, Fatima and Rose from Sydney, Isla from Middle Park, Bella from Clayfield, Caden from Ashmont, Emma from Menai, Matt from McLeod, Rem from Blacktown, Summer from Baldivis, Rick from the Mount, Claire from Potts Point, Meg from Brunswick West, Louisa from Putney, and Isaac from Newport. Happy birthday to you all. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent weekend. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.